Oh, hi, Kerry. My name's Jodie. I was just curious, do you actually sell pallets in the surgery there, like pallets for parrots? Yeah, for birds. It's a Quaker parrot, and I've been feeding him Parrot Essentials, the Vetifarm NutriBlend. Well, see, that was going to be my next question because, the Vetifarm product, I don't know how good or bad they are. I have heard. Oh, my girlfriend had a little cockatiel that ended up having to have a crop support. I don't know what they call them, but yeah, a crop support on sort of thing. And the vet that she'd taken her parrot to had said basically that some of the Vetifarm blends aren't real good for the birds. So. And you keep that all the time, don't you? That's normal, like obviously, yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. And oh, there was another question I had too. So, well, out of the Pasquale and the Hagen, Hagen's sort of more you where you lean towards, so to speak. But then, as you say, this other palette, the Pasquale's, is a Australian product too. So, yeah, that's sort of what is the difference between the two of them? Like, if Well, does the pallet vary? Is the pallet smaller than the other, or is it like? They're Parrot Essentials, yeah, so. Oh, okay. Because, yeah, that was going to be the other thing is, yeah, do I have to mix them to blend them, or is it just offer the two together, or, yeah, like. Yeah. 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 Well, he's been, I have converted him from seed to pellet. So, and I just every now and again, like today, I had some seed in it, had some sunflower seed in it. So I've actually just put a little container in today as a bit of a treat. And he sort of, he was funny when he saw that I put it in the cage. He goes, "Oh." It's like, yeah, that's a surprise for you. It's like, yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, so he's pretty good like that. But he also likes to eat a lot of what I eat. So, you know, he eats mashed potato. He eats. Yeah. Oh, I go to feed my chihuahua and he eats the dog food. Yeah, it's right. He sits on the side and he looks at me and it's like, oh my goodness, I know you're a little dinosaur bird, but that's like, that's dog food. It's like, yeah, he's so funny. Well, I don't let him have much, but I, yeah.
Crumble.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and what size are the bags and how much? Yeah. Oh, okay. $14.90. Wow, that's a difference, isn't it? For oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Oh, okay. And then how much is the crumble in comparison to, that's just like, oh, that is the 14. Oh, okay. So, and that's sort of like, is it like when you say crumble, is it like a egg and biscuit sort of, or? Yeah. Ah. It is still a little hard palate, yeah, sort of thing. Not there. Okay, all right. And when are they expect? When's that expected to come in next Tuesday, did you say? Or? Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I'm sort of thinking because there's not much point going to The Hagen, if, but then I live here at Redcliffe, so it's not like I can't, you know, organise myself, but. Yeah. Well, can you blend the two of them together as a normal feed sort of thing, or is that not really recommended? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, exactly, because that's sort of the situation that I'm in at the moment. I don't really. You know, I heard this from Fran about the Vetter Farm stuff, and There was one particular product in particular that she mentioned, and that's obviously not what I'm giving Remy. So I didn't worry about it too much, but yeah, see, I don't give him the colourful ones. I did have some of those and I didn't like the smell of them. They just smelled like plastic. So it's like, yeah, no, you're not getting that. It's like, no, I threw them out. So, and then, yeah, the maintenance diet, I did originally have that because the breeder had given that, I think, to him. I don't know, I just sort of went off that as well. And then, but also too, this parrot essential packet is a lot smaller. So, you know, in my head, it's like I'm buying it more regularly, so it's fresher, if that makes sense, sort of thing. So, because, yeah, you can't really leave everything lying around forever. The nutrition won't be in it, sort of thing. So, but he does get fresh fruit and all sorts of other things, you know, offered to him through the day. So, and I've weighed, you know, he's like 99 grams, so, and he fluctuates between about 96 and 99. So obviously, depending on what time of day it is, if he's eaten or not. So yeah, he seems to be a good weight, and you know, he's happy and that sort of thing. I mean, he's nearly two now, so. So yeah, but anyway, but yeah, that's a big price difference, isn't it, between the two of them? Is that just purely because one's a out of Australia product, and obviously there's a lot more to get it to us, but. Ah, right. No. But, you know, I mean, it, you know, not necessarily buying the expensive thing is necessarily the better. You know, like, you know, sometimes, yeah, it's just one of those things. Just because it's expensive doesn't necessarily make it good. So, yeah. Yeah, all right. All right, okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and explaining all that to me. That's great. Thank you. Bye.